Welcome to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome.
So, today we're not covering anything serious.
No, it's just a fun episode.
Today is a fucking day. Today we're going back to creepypastas.
You mean crappy pastas?
I mean fucking garbage. But hey, it's fun to read. Write better stories, goddamn it. Well, actually they do, but they're like 20 fucking minutes a story.
Yeah.
So yeah. Creepypasta day. Woo. Got some more serious shit in the works. But for today, it's time for some fun. It's time for some spooky spaghetti.
But guess what, folks? Guess what?
What?
I got some news for y'all.
Oh, shit. News? This is a news corner.
The news is, I'm 29 years old.
Oh, shit.
I'm closer to 30. Brandon's not that far behind. He'll be in his 30s soon.
No. Stop.
He's already feeling like an old man, though.
Yeah, I woke up and my back was like, bruh, you're almost 30.
It's not even your birthday yet, and you're like, ugh.
Oh.
But this man got me a Gunpla of the Gundam Banshee.
So?
The Unicorn Gundam Banshee. It's fucking tight.
Sorry, the delivery driver decided he was Ace Ventura.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw that. I was like, wait, what the fuck is this shit damage?
It was in another box, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Well, it was a box. It was a bag. But yeah,
oh.
Delivery driver, I guess, was just like, you know, fuck it.
Yeet.
I mean,
just tosses it.
Maybe if Jeff Bezos treated his Amazon employees better.
Maybe. But yeah, we're not that type of content either.
We're coming for you, Bezos. One of these days.
You kidding? He's like, what? Nah.
He's too busy wiping his ass with someone's tongue.
Probably. Same with every other person like that.
Oh, yeah. Shall we delve into some creepy, absolutely creepy stories that are...
Oh, the best
creepy. Totally creepy?
Yes, yes.
I'll start this bitch off. So, this one's called 13th Month. If you use the Julian or the Gregorian calendar, then beware. February, of all the months of the year, has only 28 days. Why this is so is a question that crosses the mind once in a while. It's not a coincidence, it's a hint. If you take the extra days of the other months so that every month only has 28 days like February, there will be enough days to create a 13th month with 28 days.
Ooh.
Sure, there is enough to have a month or two with 29 days, but there will be a 13th month in which you can have the 13th day. Good thing we have used a 12-month system for so long, because if the 13th day of the 13th month were to ever occur, you have to know that it will happen.
What will happen? What is it?
They don't say.
Wait, what?
That's what? Where it ends! What is it? I don't know.
Fucking Cthulhu? The end of the world? Antichrist? What the fuck?
Now, you see, the problem I have with this is months and days don't mean jack shit to the actual order of anything. It's just how we categorize shit, so...
Good point.
If we made a 13th month, nothing would fucking change. People who believe Friday the 13th is an actual unlucky day, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it is double bad luck.
Maybe? I don't know.
Wouldn't that just cancel it out, though? Two negatives?
Supposedly.
Wouldn't it just be a good luck day, then? You fucking idiot. You didn't even fucking think. Just normal day.
It's okay, but
I wish I remember what your name was so I can call you an idiot.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
So who's the real idiot?
Still them for thinking that there can be a double bad month day? Double bad luck day.
Oof. Double bad luck.
Go McDonald's and get yourself a double quarter pounder on double bad luck day.
Mmm. Double quarter pounder.
End up getting some sloppy in the bathroom. Mm. Man, this is a good luck day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Alright, ready for mine?
Let's go, bitch.
Comes on subreddit of the crappy pastas.
Oh boy. I didn't know there was a subreddit for these. I should have been there.
Yeah, there is. It is interesting.
I bet it is. Alright. What do you got for us?
This one is called Pasta.
Pasta?
Yes. pasta. This is a story of the night I almost died.
Oh, shit.
It was a pretty late, and I could not sleep. I went to the kitchen, the floor creaking below my feet as I slumped toward the freezer. I opened it and saw some leftover pasta.
In the freezer?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking animal puts leftover pasta in the freezer?
I guess this person?
You deserve whatever is happening to you.
I took it out and smelled. Smells lovely, I thought, not knowing the danger ahead. I put it in the microwave and waited for it to get warm. Once warm, I put it in the bowl and slurped it all up. Due to my tired state, I did not chew it well and almost choked multiple times. After that, I went to bed, satisfied with my food, but my stomach rumbling a little. Suddenly, I was awake and could feel trying to escape from it. I don't know, it's just how they wrote it.
What?
Exactly. The pain got worse and I started screaming. I called 112 and tried to say what was going on, but before I could do that, I dropped my phone due to the pain. My belly was inflating and then something burst out of it. It grabbed my throat and was choking me. I tried to resist, but it was too strong. I blacked out and woke up on some sort of maze. At first I thought I was in the back rooms, but then I felt the ground and it was pasta. The walls were pasta. Everything was pasta. I roamed through the network of pasta tunnels. I could still see the light was coming through the pieces of pasta. Eventually, I got to a big pasta door. It was very creepy. Someone called to me, "Come in, and you won't die, I promise."
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. I accepted my fate as I had nowhere else to go. With great effort, I opened the heavy and tasty door. "So you came," it said to me with a weird voice. "Who are you? Where am I? What is this?" I asked. "I am pasta. And this is pasta. Were you here because you spared one of us? What are you saying? You did not take me out of my misery. You see, as pasta, our only goal is to be enjoyed and eaten slowly and chewed well. But you swallowed me whole. I was disrespected. Burning in your weird stomach acid. Why? Why? Why?" The pasta went berserk and charged me. I jumped out of the way and ran back into the halls. The pasta was right behind me, slithering through the walls like a giant wave, shrieking and screaming with rage. Its eyes turned black and the light disappeared. I had to make sure not to bump into anything as the pasta would get me. "You will pay." The pasta spread and lunged at me. Everything went dark. I woke up in a bed and I looked around and saw people, said one of them. "What happened? Where's the pasta?" I asked the man. "Calm down, sir. You choked while eating pasta. You called the emergency service and then blacked out." "No, that can't be true. I was in a maze. I was..." "Sir, calm down. You will be sent home." I checked my belly for the hole, but there was no evidence of what I had seen. After some time, I was driven back home and saw my bowl of pasta still on the table. I ate the last bit of it and sat on the couch. I felt my stomach rumble. And that's it.
Why would you keep eating the pasta?
I guess you're still hungry? But maybe he was afraid the pasta would come back for him?
What kind of pasta was he?
I'm guessing just regular spaghetti pasta.
This is what happens when you save your pasta in the freezer, you animal.
The spaghetti god did not like it.
Apparently not. Make sure you chew your pasta, apparently.
Always chew your food, gentlemen and ladies and everything in between. You never know what kind of deity might try and torture you if you don't chew properly.
Okay, so my next one is called Intern at Nickelodeon.
Ooh.
Back in the 90s, I was going to an animation college to study animation. The college happened to be near the Nickelodeon studios. The studio was offering internships for Noggin, a subsidiary of Nickelodeon. And a plus about this internship was that I could view new episodes weeks before they aired. Just around this time, Fright House Screamers had just concluded, and we were beginning to work on a new show called Happy Appy.
Oh, fuck. I know Happy Appy.
Oh, God, that's real.
No, it is a pasta, creepypasta. I don't know if it's an actual show, but I've heard of it.
The premise of Happy Appy was an apple who went around and helped children. The pilot episode had just been finished, and I was able to view it in the screening room along with the employees. I personally knew Gerasim. Don't know who that is. The pilot episode is normal, and Happy Appy seemed like a normal kid's show. A few weeks later, we began getting the weird episodes.
Yep.
We were ordered not to play these, but the transmitter at Noggin was hijacked, and the episode was played. I immediately quit my job, and a rock fell and killed me. The end.
What? That's the end?
That's the end.
That's fucking weird, but okay.
What you gonna do when a rock comes and cracks your fucking head open? Nothing.
No.
Can't do nothing.
This one is titled, Help! I'm trapped in a room with a giant ass.
I mean, that might not be bad.
I mean, depends on whose ass is attached with, but I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
Clap them cheeks.
Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me this was going to be a good story.
Oh, God. I hope you can read this. My phone only has one bar for a signal, and the battery is almost dead. I just woke up in this 10x10 concrete room with a light bulb in the ceiling. And I don't know how I got here, but the wall opposite of me is nothing but a huge, giant ass. It must have been a giant's ass. It's so huge. It takes up the entire wall. I'm scared it's gonna take a dump. Ah, it just fallen. I can't breathe. And the smell is burning my eyes and nose. It's burning. I'm dying. There's little bits of shit flakes covering the wall now. And I can hear the belly grumbling. Oh no, it's coming. Tell my wife I love.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's it.
Well, it's not the direction I was hoping it was gonna go, but alright.
I know, right?
Death by a giant ass.
Yeah, boy.
Not the way you think.
No.
No.
Alright, Brandon, your turn.
Alright, so my next one is called Number 43.
Birkin Footlet Ass.
Number 43. God, imagine sitting through 43 fucking chills entries.
You know someone has done that.
Just... I remembered the white picket fences looking newly painted, and the smell of freshly cut grass overwhelmed me as I walked through a neighborhood much nicer than my own. Even the birds sounded happier here. All I could hear was the gleeful chirping that would normally wake me up angrily. That's why I pricked my ears up when I heard a loud-pitched screech. Normally, all I heard was children laughing, or the delicate sound of the water sprinklers spraying the glass. But with each step I took, the sound got louder and louder. I was getting closer. Number 43. Etched into my mind. The paint job was shoddier than the rest. A depressing, faded maroon color that was peeling, trying to cling onto the color it once was. The windows were single glazed, and the door was slightly ajar.
Ooh.
This is the part where I knew I should carry on, but I didn't.
Oh no.
I didn't.
What didn't you?
He was dumb!
No!
The screaming was unmistakably coming from 43. I slowly approached the driveway. Every step my legs got weaker, and I felt them buckling under the weight of my nerves. About 5 steps from the house, a woman, no more than 5 feet, came rushing out, tears down her face, screaming and dragging me to come help her. She ran ahead, leaving me to enter after. As I pushed the door open, it made an extremely loud, cliched creak. And as the creak stopped, so did everything else. There was no screaming, nobody calling for help. There was no light, and the smell of freshly cut grass was replaced with something much worse. I felt my breathing intensify, and as I turned to leave, the door was shut behind me. I was greeted by 2 men. We got another one. I heard from the female.
What are you reading again?
I don't know.
The fuck? I am lost.
this man was walking in a nice neighborhood, and then he heard screaming, and he followed the screaming to the shitty house, and he just entered the shitty house.
Why?
Where was I? We got another one. I heard from a female voice from the darkly lit room in front of me. She was suddenly so composed. I turned again and wrestled with the doorknob when I felt a hand slowly place on my shoulder and a calm voice saying, "You won't be going anywhere." The end.
What?
A man just got entrapped.
No, not entrapment.
I just imagine this is like the perspective of like To Catch a Predator victim. Or not victim. Pedo.
Yeah.
There's like, I was doing my due diligence and then I got entrapped into this house. I wasn't coming here to fuck a minor. Those texts are doctored. I didn't say those things.
There's another one I got.
Give it
also
to
from
me.
Creepy Crappy Pasta.
Splash me with it.
This one is called Roblox Flying Ghost Sighting.
Not Roblox!
Yes, Roblox.
No!
Hello. I thought I would share one of my stories when I was a kid because it scared me so much where I couldn't sleep for weeks thinking about it. So let the story begin. I was playing Roblox, a childhood game of mine when I thought I would practice 11 or 12 stud warp rounds so I could get better at the game. For those who don't know, warp rounds are like Neos in Minecraft. But when I was playing, a person named Termite was their display name. The username was Redacted.
Redacted? No! Not Redacted!
We're going back to the SCPs. Here we go.
Can you redact an active username?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure the SCP has done it. For policy reasons, the name is redacted, apparently. And they joined my game. By their avatar, I could see that they were a girl. It was pretty obvious they joined to practice as well, but then started following the warp grounds. Warp rounds a huge lot. Oh, started failing. My bad. I misread that. She kept failing it until she stood there for a really long time and said in chat, "Goodbye." She left after about 10 to 20 minutes. I assume she got kicked for being AFK. Until I saw her avatar appear in the game again and started to fly around everywhere. I decided to leave because of how scary it was and went to sleep. Thinking nothing about it, I woke up and found my brother dead in the other room. I tried to explain to my mom. I thought I was a ghost, but she thought I was crazy and thought I killed him. And now I'm in an insane asylum, right in this, so if this ever happens to you, you know that. Kathavrafra.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Kathavrafra.
Oh, good. I did need to know that.
Yeah. The very last word or letters. As I should say in this case.
Thanks for telling me. What? That escalated so fast.
You're telling me.
I don't even get what happened.
I don't know either.
So I got one more. Okay, so this one is supposed to be scary, but it's written in such a way that it made me kind of laugh as I was reading it because it's not written the best.
Oh, okay.
So, let's get ready for that. This one's called Blackout.
No.
It was dark in a smoky mist color, then walking out of a hot shower on a winter day. That word for word. It was dark in a smoky mist color, then walking out of a shower on a winter day. Me, drunk as hell, went off to find the balcony and saw her.
No.
I couldn't tell if I was petrified or relieved. Then I fell. The next day I woke up at the public hospital. I got released at dawn. I went to a local cafe.
To a what?
The motherfucker couldn't even write things out. C-F-A-Y. I went to a local cafe to get a cup of coffee. I saw her once again. She looked at me. I walked cautiously and I asked about the other night. Everyone around me looked at me like I was crazy, then said, quote, "I was in my house last night," quote. I don't know who he's asking because he's at a cafe, but whatever. Then I walked out puzzled. I had no doubt that she was at my friend's house with me and at least 50 more people. Later that day, there was a banging on my door. I opened it, and two police cars were in my driveway. They said, quote, "You have been convicted for the murder of Lucy J. Myers," quote.
Oh, no.
Not how that works, I don't think. I said, "I have no idea who she is." I asked for a picture. I guess the cop just pulls out a picture of her. "It was the girl who I saw this morning and last night. They said her body was discovered a week ago." The end. That was the worst written story I think I've ever read that was not, probably not intentionally written to be bad.
Oof.
And that's all the stories I got.
Yeah, same.
Did you get scared?
So spooky.
Did you get scared?
Oh, jump scare.
I'm so scared. Well, you know, it could be worse. You could be listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. That's pretty scary. Fucking washed out comedian brings anyone who'll come onto his show and not even question a goddamn thing they say, even when it's batshit.
Yeah. I don't think he knows that.
I mean, he did apparently down a bunch of ivermectin.
A what?
The fucking horse dewormer that was supposed to cure you with COVID.
Damn it, people.
I had COVID and then I drank horse worm paste. And now I don't have COVID.
No, but you got something else now. It's called poisoning.
Well, that was our creepypasta episode. I hope you liked it. At some point, I want to do one where the stories are actually good. But it's hard to find ones that are actually good, I feel like.
Yeah, true. I know, right?
But, I guess that's it for us today. Thank you for listening.
Such good shit.
As always, all of our shit's going to be in the show notes if you want to follow us. Buy shit. Whore us out. Whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Bitches. Hail Satan.
Blessed be. Remember, lock your doors and windows at nights. Or when you're by yourself.
For the fuck of Satan himself, lock your goddamn doors, you idiots.
Just be safe out there, man. Yeah.
And do meth.
Don't do meth, kids. It's not fun.